Moonlight takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello and welcome to Healing Life. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to say thanks to everybody who is joining us today, and also a big, huge thanks to the people over at Own Times Radio, TV, and magazine. You know, these guys are so amazing, and they work so hard to help us bring you wonderful programming to help you to really improve your life dramatically. And you know, the articles that I see on, you know, in the magazine online are just amazing. And, you know, all the different radio programs that they're providing. So, you know, check it out and give them some support as well, because they are doing some wonderful, powerful work all over the world, really helping to change our vibrational frequency, you know, on a global scale. And they are just awesome. Now, as for me, you know, some people have called me a spiritual mentor, but you know, really, I'm not that spectacular. I live a normal life like everybody else. It has highs, it has lows, it has in-betweens, and it has days where you should never, ever get possibly out of bed. But when we live, you know, just a normal everyday life, sometimes we can really help other people by letting them know some of the challenges and struggles that we're facing. And I do that, you know, because not everyone has this beautiful, enlightened, perfect life as we sometimes think that they do. And so what I try to do is share a lot of my experiences and things that are going on in my world with others so that they'll know, number one, that they're not alone. And then also, you know, coming up together with solutions to make things work for everybody. And for me, that's really an important mission, because I feel like that in doing that, I'm helping to empower others so that they can also have the best possible life that they can live. Now, in addition to that, I am a healer. I am a Reiki master of several different types of Reiki. But, you know, I've really turned it into my own thing with doing distant healing, because my distant healing is a combination of, like, color, vibrations, crystals. You know, I do a lot of intuitive work whenever I'm doing the healing sessions. It's, you know, a whole lot of different things. I am a medical intuitive, so that helps to be able to figure out some things whenever I'm doing these healing sessions as well. And I also provide intuitive readings for people. And, you know, it can basically be on any subject you want. And so these are, you know, mostly what I do. I'm also a representative for a wonderful consortium of beings that are called the Fifth Element. This is a bunch of angels and ascended masters. They kind of switch out every once in a while depending on what's going on, but there are a lot of them. This is a huge group. This isn't just like a handful. And they want us to work together to really change our world. Now, that's changing it on a physical level as far as working actively to help heal the planet, as well as doing it on an energetic basis. And then also, of course, one of the main things that we need to do and heal is our interpersonal relations. We need to heal ourselves so much more, because, you know, there's so many people that are hurting. There are people out there hurting that you don't even know that they're hurting. And they need your help. They need our support. And particularly the ones who are always pretending to be strong no matter what. You know, they usually need help more than anybody else. So this is what we do. This is part of our mission, is to help empower people and help them so that they can become much more, you know, much stronger, much more resilient. They can raise their vibrational frequency and, you know, move it up and move all of those around them up to a higher level as well. It's really a beautiful message that these beings send us, and it's wonderful being able to work with them. They remind us with their name that we have five elements. We have earth, wind, fire, and water. But the fifth one is love. And that's the one that's the most powerful and the one that ties everything in together. And we are the ones who provide that. We need to share and express that divine love and that divine compassion to everyone that we meet. Now, that does not mean that you have to really love and like every person that you meet. Because, you know, that's just impossible. There are some people who make that just way too hard to do. So what you do is that you love, honor, and respect that little spark of God within them. You don't have to like that person. You don't have to like their personality, the things that they say, the things that they do. All of that, you get a free pass on. You don't have to like that. It's just that we need to acknowledge and appreciate that spark of God within that person, no matter what else is going on. When we do that and we're able to do that, then we've grown. And the other big thing is forgiveness. You know, that holds so many people back from being able to grow and expand. Because we have to forgive those who have done things wrong to us, but we also have to be able to forgive ourselves. Because we play a role in that as well. And so we have to forgive everybody involved in the situation so that we can grow and move forward. That's going to help humanity. And it's probably going to take something drastic, you know, for everybody to come together like this again. I hope not, but I know that there have been times during my lifetime when it's like the whole world came together. And it was with something that was tragic. But it made people forget their differences for just a moment in time. And the most beautiful example of it was with Apollo 13. When that astronaut crew was really in danger, the entire world stopped during that time. And people prayed. And people gathered together and they prayed for these astronauts, for these men who were basically stranded orbiting the planet. You know, the energy during that time period, even though I was relatively young, I can still feel it today. For those of us who experienced it, we can still feel it even when we watch the movie. But that is what we need to instill, is that feeling and that emotion, where we're all in this together and we're all pulling together to save humanity. Now, this time it's just not a crew of a few men in a spaceship. We need to pull together to save ourselves, because we're at the point now where, you know, I've said it so many times, humanity has made it up the hill. We have trudged. It has not been an easy challenge. And we've made it to the top of the mountain. And now we have to decide which direction we want to go. One side gives us Armageddon, like what they talk about in the Bible, you know, literally a hell on earth. The other side is that beautiful enlightened area, that 1,000 years of peace and joy and love. We get to choose which direction we want to go. Unfortunately, I cannot choose the peace and love side and have everybody else choose the Armageddon and the war side. whatever it is that we choose, we all have to go together. So the more people that we turn to love and light and really get them activated and moving forward, then the more people we can get to help direct us to go through that 1,000 years of peace, that 1,000 years of love and compassion. But we have to do it as a group, because we're not given an option. Do you want door A or door B? Everybody has to go through the same one. Right now, it doesn't look too exciting, because humanity seems that they really want to go through that door with all of that war and the anger and the anxiety. So our job is to shift that. And we can shift it on a personal level, one person at a time, or we can shift it energetically, thousands or millions at a time. The best way to do that and reach a large group is through prayer and meditation. And if we can do it as a group, that's even better. So what I ask people to do is to take like 5 minutes around noon, your time zone. That way we don't even have to worry about time zones. You know, take 5 or 10 minutes to meditate and to pray about bringing love and light and peace into this planet. When we do that, we're going to have prayers going around the clock. Continual prayer, depending on where everyone lives. Now that is powerful. It's also powerful if we do it all at one time collectively. So let's do that. That is part of our mission. We need to expand. We need to raise the frequency of people all over the world so that we can start bringing in time of love and light. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear and unstuck, and start living fully led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not so fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
You're listening to Healing Light, and this is Terry Van Horn. Now, today we're going to talk about some of the archangels. I started this series the beginning of the month, where I talked about them in general. Last week, we talked about several of them, and now this week, we're going to talk about a few more of the archangels and some of the special ways that they are able to help us and support us in our daily lives. Now, if you're looking for me and want to learn a little bit more about my services and what I have going on, right now I'm selling a whole bunch of really awesome crystals and stones that are all museum quality. So, you know, check it out. You can find it, my website, healinglightonline.com. Or you can find me on Facebook with the keyword Healing Light Online. So I want to start by saying the prayer of St. Francis. Now, this has been coming to me over and over and over again this month. So I think it's really important, not only for me personally, but for all of us, because it is such a beautiful prayer, and it really is one of my favorites. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. You know, this is such a beautiful prayer, and it really helps us to put things in perspective. You know, it takes the focus off of the individual and places it on the group and on the collective. And that's one of the things that we really need to do right now, and expand and help and share with others. So let's talk about our archangels. You know, archangels are here to help us and to support us in many, many different ways. And what's amazing is that, you know, there really are a lot of them, okay, like thousands. We know the names of a few. But when it gets down to it, the names are really less important than what the angels can do for us. You know, angels communicate telepathically. They don't call each other names. You know, they connect with each other on an energetic level. The names are for us. Because, you know, as humans, we want to name everything. So this is a way for us to kind of keep track of our angels. But just know that if you don't even know which angel you need to call on, you can just say, angels, help me. And they will. You don't have to get into the specifics. Just asking them is giving them permission to jump into your life with whatever is going on at that moment and to help make things better. Now, the first angel that we're going to talk about today is Archangel Jophiel. Now, Jophiel's name actually means beauty of God. And Jophiel has a beautiful feminine energy. And she's the angel that helps us experience beautiful emotions and to think beautiful thoughts. She is also the patron archangel for artists. So if you're very creative, doesn't matter exactly how you're creative, just if you're creative, Jophiel is the angel who can really help bring that out in you. You know, if we call on her before we're ready to start a creative project, she'll just kind of jump in and she'll help us through the entire thing. She'll help us so that we can really make it even more creative and more awesome and just more everything. Because these angels are unlimited. They don't have fear. They're not afraid of anything. So they can kind of override some of our issues and some of our objections. Now, Jophiel, she does a lot. You know, she's an amazing angel. And one of the things that she also helps with is optimism. She helps us so that we can keep a positive outlook and a positive attitude throughout our lives. So we really need to call on her right now, you know, to help us bring that love and light into the world. She's going to help us so that we can banish negative thoughts and feelings about our life, our relationships and our finances. You know, if you're walking around with this program going on in your head saying, you know, I'm never going to get this right. You know, I mess up everything that I touch. You know, I never have any money. I never have enough. I'm always in debt. You know, my life is just awful. What happens is we play these programs. You know, I'm fat. I'm ugly. You know, I can't put two words together. Whatever it is, we all have that negative programming. Jophiel helps us to stop that. Because remember, we have about 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And about 90% of those are negative. So, you know, you kind of wonder, okay, makes sense now why I'm not having a perfectly wonderful, positive life. I need to change what's going on in my head. When you do that, things will start turning around. Or bad comes our way, we, you know, give yourself a little bit of time to process, grieve, and deal with it. But don't let it take forever. You know, kind of give yourself a time limit in a sense. And then get ready to move forward. Ask Jophiel to help you do that. And she will help you get back on your feet so that you're not having those thoughts anymore and you're going on for a beautiful and much, much more productive life. Now, another thing that she does for us is that she helps beautify the planet and she cleanses it of pollution and waste. And she also helps to protect and assist those who follow the same mission. So she does work very closely with all of us who are trying to raise awareness and to move forward in helping to heal the planet. So work with her. When you're sending out those prayers at noon, ask Jophiel to step in and to intervene to help save the planet and to help save the negativity that's on this planet. But you know, any time that we're having those negative programs running through our head, making us crazy, if we just stop and ask Jophiel to turn these into beautiful, loving, and positive thoughts, instead of saying, I never have enough money, I'm always broke, change it. Let's change the whole energy of what we're saying and say that God will provide me all that I need and more. It's a dramatic, energetic difference when we do that. And Jophiel will help us do it. She's going to help us just boost how we feel about ourselves, our lives, the world, everything. She will help us get in a much more positive light. Now, Jophiel has a color that is kind of like a really dark pink or a fuchsia. You know, she's like really... It's a very deep, rich color. It's a very passionate color, which connects with her beautifully. Now, the crystal that's associated with her is a ruby. And rubies are definitely about passion and power and commitment. So connect with Jophiel. Ask her to help you out with all of this and with blocking the negativity and moving things forward. And she really will change your life so dramatically, you won't know what hit you. Now, our next message is Michael. And, you know, who hasn't heard of Archangel Michael? You know, he is that warrior angel. And it's interesting because, you know, I hear people tell me, oh, yes, I just called Archangel Michael in to help me with, you know, and then they say something about something really kind of fluffy. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, watch out, because when he comes in, he is kind of like having a jet plane land in the room that you're in. We want Michael for protection and for power. He is a warrior. His name actually means he who is as God, or he who looks like God. So that tells you how powerful he is. You know, if you want to block negativity from coming into your life, use Archangel Michael as your personal bouncer. He won't let anything get through. He's amazing. He's got his hands full right now because what he's doing is he's, you know, he is an angel of strength and power, and he's all about protection. He helps us so that we can actually discover our divine life purpose. And he helps the other angels, you know, the other archangels and the guardian angels. He kind of like is their supervisor. Now, one of the things that he does that's keeping him so busy right now is that he helps to release the effects of fear from the planet and everyone on it. And Lord knows there's a lot of that going on right now. So call on him for courage and strength, power and perseverance if you have to make some major life changes. Because he will help you so that you can start fulfilling your divine mission. You know, so many of us are running around still trying to figure it out. And we're like, I'm almost out of time here. You know, I'm getting old. I need to figure this out. Michael can help with that. He also helps us so that we can focus our logical mind in those left brain talents. And he gives us all of that courage and strength and self-confidence. He reminds me of that divine male energy. Just really helped us get everything together. And, you know, he's there if we feel threatened or if we're worried about our own personal safety. You know, Michael is there, and he is protecting us with his enormous sword and shield. You know, I see him as standing there with, you know, like full armor. He's just ready to go for it. And he will take care of us. So if you need guidance about your next step, call on him and ask him to help. And we'll be back in a minute and talk about some more.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we're talking about some of the archangels. We've been talking about Michael and how he is both a warrior angel, and he's one who can help us with finding and connecting with our divine purpose. So his work, like so many of the other angels, really is twofold. But he is amazing to work with. So powerful. And, you know, you just get ready because when you call him in, you know, things start shifting and things start happening and furniture starts moving and, you know, objects rattle. And it's amazing. Now, one thing that you can do that I do fairly often is that whenever I'm leaving to go somewhere, and, you know, traveling in a vehicle of some type, I always ask him for protection, not only for me and the vehicle that I'm traveling in, but also I ask him to protect and guard my home. Actually, I do that with a combination of him and Saint Germain. So Michael protects everything, and Saint Germain, with the violet flame, helps to hide the property from anyone who might be tempted to do something that they probably shouldn't do. So it's a great way to protect everything in your life and to really know for sure that you're not going to have negativity coming in and attacking you in any way. Now, Michael's colors are royal blue and gold. However, his stone is sutherlite, which is a purple. But it is a very high vibrational stone. And it is beautiful and perfectly works in matching with Michael's energies. So now let's talk about the next one, which is Raphael. Now, Raphael is such an amazing angel. And, you know, he's probably, I would guess, you know, the second most famous angel, right behind Michael. Now, Raphael's name means God heals because he is the angel of physical healing. He is here to just wrap his beautiful, enormous, massive wings around us and to heal us and to keep us strong. He's also here to help those who are dedicated to, you know, helping others through health and wellness. You know, the doctors, the nurses, the techs, not only for people, but for animals. And then he's here for us, those who are light workers, who are also helping to heal. He helps protect us as well. So call on him to assist not only on yourself, but to help others, to help their caregivers, and to help, you know, the same thing with the animal world. He's amazing for that. And, you know, when you call in and ask him to help, you just feel this beautiful presence, and it's all about love. And that's really his focus, is on love. His color is emerald green, and his stone, his crystal, is an emerald. Now, that is certainly not a coincidence, because Raphael, since he is all about healing, he is connecting with the color green, which is our heart chakra. And when he does that, then, you know, when we start approaching everything with love, then it miraculously heals. And then we're like in shock because we just can't believe what's going on. But that's the way it works. And that is how we heal, is through love, because that is the most powerful force on this planet. Now, since Raphael is all about love and healing, he is also there to help us find our soulmate. Now, you know, I've talked about it before that soulmates are, you know, we have a lot of them who come in. Soulmates are those that we've connected with from past lives. And we've had an agreement with them to learn and expand and to help each other. Sometimes our association may last only moments. And then at other times, our association can last a lifetime. It just depends on what we've agreed to help each other with and how we have agreed to connect in each other's lives. But Raphael is amazing for helping with really significant relationships, whether it's romance, friendship, business, family, you know, all of that. And he also can help us manifest that soulmate of our dreams. You know, the one who really is a wonderful and beautiful complement to us. because some soulmates come into our lives simply to be button pushers and triggers and to make us crazy sometimes so that we can, you know, have different thoughts and start learning how to do things differently. So ask Raphael for that. You know, just because everybody is generally considering him to be the angel of healing doesn't mean that he can't come help heal relationships and help to feel that. But, you know, it is still important for us to work on ourselves as well. Otherwise, the relationship will never really work. Now, as we're calling on Raphael to help heal ourselves, heal others, and helping all the doctors and surgeons and everybody who's trying to diagnose our problems and to solve them, don't worry about calling on him. You know, if you call on Raphael, it's not like you're taking him away from a child who is dying. Raphael can be everywhere at once, just like all the other angels. So, you know, this line about, well, I didn't want to bother him or I didn't want to take him away from somebody else, not true. He's here for us all. And just because one person asked for him doesn't mean that he has to turn his back on the rest of humanity. He is definitely big enough to help us all. And he is willing to do stuff as long as we give him permission to come in and do that. So now let's talk about Sandalphon. You know, Sandalphon's name means brother. And Sandalphon is an angel, and there are only two angels that I'm aware of who actually were in human form at one time. And what happened was they had ascended so quickly and so powerfully that God allowed them to be angels. So they're never coming back here in a human form. And they've been in the angelic world and in the angelic form basically forever. Now, Sandalphon used to be the prophet Elijah. And we know about how Elijah just ascended. He didn't die. He went up in that fiery chariot. And that's what happened, is that he went up because he was so ascended. And he reached that Christ level of consciousness and beyond so that he could change things and become an angel. Now, since he's been here with us, he kind of understands things a little bit better and knows how to help humans out in a way that maybe some of these other angels actually don't, in spite of, you know, their millions of years of helping us. Sandalphon is the angel who delivers prayers from earth to heaven. You know, because sometimes we can kind of get bogged down in the whole prayer process. You know, we're trying to throw in rituals and somebody else's phrasing and all these other things. And what he does is he just helps get those prayers to heaven so that they can reach, you know, their highest potential so that we can achieve what we need with them. So call on Sandalphon to also help increase your faith and your commitment to your dreams and goals. You know, we can have wonderful, beautiful, lofty goals, but then all of a sudden we start thinking and it scares us to death. And then things fall apart and we never get anything done. Well, Sandalphon's here to help with that. He's going to help us interpret our dreams and our spiritual messages. And in addition to that, he will help us so that we can have words that are really kind and gentle and loving so that we can share that with others. Now, Sandalphon is also the archangel of music. So when you hear music, then you can feel his presence around you. So you know, pay attention to that when you're listening to music, something that's inspirational, okay, and see if you can really sense his energy, because it is amazing and it is beautiful. Now, another thing that Sandelson does, which is wonderful, is that he works closely with Archangel Michael. Now, naturally, all of these archangels work together. But, you know, there are some who really have great partnerships to do very specific things. And Sandelson and Michael are here in this amazing partnership to help clear away fear and its effects. And the cool thing is that they're doing it with the gift of music. So listen to some inspirational pieces. I prefer instrumentals, but it can be anything. You know, there are a lot of them that are beautiful with chants. And, you know, just gorgeous expressions of love through music. And when you do that, you're going to feel Sandelson's presence all around you. And it's just amazing. Now, Sandelson's color is that beautiful, deep, rich turquoise. You know, kind of like the turquoise that you would see in the Caribbean or the Bahamas. You know, that beautiful shade of water when you're out there. That's Sandelson's color. And his stone is also a turquoise, which is a wonderful, soothing, loving, healing stone. I love working with my turquoise. And it's also very protective. But Sandelson is really going to help you so that you can understand some of the things that are going on in your world. Yeah, there's so much energy that we're dealing with right now. People are ascending by leaps and bounds, and they don't understand it, and they're having, like, these healing crises. So call on him and ask him to help you with this, and he really will.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Welcome back to Healing Light, and this is Terry Van Horn. We've been talking about archangels and all of the amazing things that they can do for us. Now, the next one that we're going to talk about is Archangel Uriel. Now, Uriel is such an amazing angel to work with. He really is. His name means God is light. And one of the amazing things that he does is that he pours light on difficult situations. And in doing so, he helps us so that we can illuminate problems and come up with ways to solve some of the issues that are going on. I think he's been kind of busy lately. You know, this has been the year of really exposing those things that have been in the shadows. And I think Uriel is just buzzing around all over the place with his giant floodlight, just shining lights on all these things that needed to be brought to light. So, you know, when we see these things happening, it might be frustrating, but at the same time, we know that it's important to have the light shining on these situations. We know that Uriel is doing his job. Now, another thing that he does is that, you know, if we find ourselves in a difficult situation and we have no idea what to do, we can call on him and he will help us maintain a little bit of clarity. You know, he can help us so that we're not as, I guess, floaty. We're more grounded. Even throws in a little bit of logic and reasoning if we're a little too emotional. So he helps balance us out so that we can have more clarity. Another thing that he does for us is that he helps us step back emotionally a little bit so that we really can see and understand what's going on. Now, Uriel also helps with mental functioning. He helps with focus and concentration. You know, he has a permanent space here in my house. He has his own room. You know, I call on him constantly to help with focus, concentration, you know, and being able to move forward on different projects. He helps us so that we can understand things on an intellectual level, so that we can really communicate effectively with conversations, sharing our insights, our ideas, and our thoughts. And, you know, he is our go-to guy when it comes to needing an epiphany, because he will bring them on. If you're trying to figure out what to do about a situation, how to handle it, call on Uriel. And what he's going to do is, he's going to bring in some new ideas and some new solutions. You know, as humans, we get trapped in thinking like a human. You know, we are still thinking within the box, or, you know, following that strict code of rules or something like that. And Uriel tells us to throw the box away. And, hey, this is what we need to do. You know, this is how you need to do it. And he's also going to help us increase our confidence in our own intelligence and wisdom. You know, we've got all that knowledge and wisdom that we will ever need because we've maintained it from the beginning of time. Everything that we've learned during each lifetime is just continued to move forward. We have it. It's stored in ourselves. And Uriel can help us get that out. And, you know, one of the great things about the epiphanies, when he brings them, you're just there, you know, totally in shock and in awe. Like, wow, I would have never thought of that. Hey, that's what he's there for. But, you know, the best part is that he will also give us a way to make it happen. You know, it's one thing to have this brilliant idea, but it's totally something else to be able to put it into action, you know, because sometimes we may think that there aren't the resources or, you know, the ways and means to do this, but he will give us the way, the how to do these things. So call on him. Now, he is also another powerful defender of the earth. He's also there to defend and support the elements. So if you're looking at the possibility of a natural disaster or something going on an earthly scale. Call on him. And, you know, these things just kind of like disappear. I have watched massive hurricanes and typhoons just, you know, disappear off the radar. And the reason why is that people started calling on Uriel to help out. And he helps move that, you know, have a, you know, hurricane go and turn and go way off deep into the center of the ocean where it never hurts a new one. He's the guy to do all of that. So call on him. Now, he's an angel of nature and of visions and instruction and the custodian of prophecy. So when you call on him and work on him, you may get some really amazing insight of things that are coming up or things that are coming to pass. So be open to this. And when you get this information, share it with others. It's okay. It's legal. You can do that. Because it can help other people have a better understanding about what's going on and how to move forward. Now, Uriel's divine plan is that he wants to deal with nature, deal with all of the people, help everybody move forward, but with a focus on peace and really ministering to everyone on the planet. You know, helping everyone have what they need. Now, what someone needs might be completely different than what someone else needs. You know, one person may think that they need, you know, like a new crystal or, you know, a new handbag or a new vehicle or something like that. But another person may need shelter or food. So Uriel is going to help everyone with this. And he's also going to help us become a little bit more mindful about those who need our help. And that, too, is a beautiful gift. Now, the color that he's associated with is a really awesome glittery gold color. And his stone is amber, which is beautiful, beautiful tree sap that is like thousands or millions of years old. Now, next week, what we're going to do is talk about all of the lesser-known angels. Now, not all of them literally, because as I said before, you know, there are thousands. There could be 100,000. I don't know. But we are going to talk about quite a few of them and help you get to know them a little bit more. Now, I also want to let you know that the people at Own Times have created a really awesome platform for classes. They're going to be live and online. And you can go onto my website at healinglightonline.com to find the ones that I'm working with, or you can go to the Own Times website and find what everybody's doing. My classes are going to start in August. They're going to be on Tuesdays. All of these classes are recorded. So even though they're live, we're recording it, and you can watch it at your convenience. My classes in August are going to be called Living in a Material World. And that is basically how to be spiritual and still live in, you know, today's society. How can I be spiritual and deal with traffic and a commute and, you know, crazy impossible ego people at work and all these other things? Now, September, I'm going to do a 4-week course on working with the angels. So we're going to go much more in-depth about each of the archangels that we want to work with, and we're going to do meditations and all sorts of different tools and techniques for connecting with the angels. So that's a 4-week course. All of mine are four-week classes. They are an hour long, and they're not too terribly expensive. I'm going with angel numbers. They're $44. So check it out and go ahead and get signed up for them so that you'll be ready, because you're going to get class, you know, information and instruction time. You're going to get materials, and you're going to have the opportunity to do even like one-on-one sessions so that you can learn and even get more in depth in your studies. We're about out of time. So I just want to thank everybody so much for being with us and joining us. You know, I really appreciate each and every one of you so very much, more than you would ever possibly know. So keep in mind that if you can't access our programs live, you can get them in the archives and listen to them at any time. And you can just go to OM Times Radio to pull that up. So next week, as I said, we're talking about the lesser-known archangels. And I think it's really going to be interesting, and you're going to enjoy being able to learn about some of them, because there are some amazing ones out there that most of us have never even heard of and aren't familiar with. So thanks again for being with us. I wish you much love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.